Paishoda County Commissioner Joseph Aban says the fighting between armed militias began on Saturday and continued through Monday in the villages of both Nyigir, Pabor, Pathow, and Padit. Aban says an unknown number of people have been killed and thousands of civilians have fled their homes.
2 days ago, the security incident occurred in Paishoda County. The fighting continued the day before yesterday and yesterday. They looted cattle and killed people. The report I have now, there were women and children abducted and some killed.
Brigadier General Chual Deng Thon, the spokesperson of the Kitgwang faction ally to General Simon Gadwich, which is accused of carrying out the attack, denies his group's forces were involved in the fighting in Paishoda County. Thon insists that the recent fighting occurred between civilians.
Those people are not our people. The fighting was between the civilians themselves. According to the information we have, the fighting was between the Shiluk and the people of Fangak County of Jongol Estate. We are not part of that fighting.
The United Nations Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA, says the fighting which erupted on October 8th between armed groups in Paishoda County has displaced 8,000 people from Kodok Town and other locations. Annette Hans, acting head of UN OCHA in South Sudan, says many of those displaced moved to unmissed operations in search of safety.
Between the 6th and the 9th of October, renewed fighting was reported between armed factions in several locations, including in Kodok Payam in Paishoda County, that's in Upper Nile State. The fighting has displaced an estimated 8,000 people from Kodok Town and from many other locations. Many of those who displaced have moved closer to the UNMISS Kodok company operating base, seeking safety. The situation is very concerning for these people.
Hans says humanitarian activities are affected and some humanitarian personnel were relocated from Paishoda County for safety reasons. She says many humanitarian staffers from UN agencies and NGOs moved from their compounds in Kodok Town to the Kodok Humanitarian Hub near the UNMISS base.
Many humanitarian staff from both the UN system members, but also from the NGOs, have moved out of their compounds in Kodok County and into the Kodok Humanitarian Hub, which is located closer to the UNMISS base. Many of the humanitarians who work in the area are themselves local staff from the area, and as such, they risk becoming part of the affected communities. Some local staff have already reported that they themselves have moved with their families to other sites seeking safety.
The UN humanitarian agency says aid agencies are ready to provide initial life-saving assistance to the displaced, but given the nature of the situation, additional supplies and additional capacity would be needed to respond to new areas that have been attacked. Since the beginning of the conflict along the Nile River in mid-August, over 18,000 IDPs have sought shelter at the POC site in Malakal, according to OCHA. As a result of the fighting, the situation between the IDP population from the Chuluk and Nuer ethnic groups in the Malakal POC site remains tense, according to a UN statement. The United Nations mission in South Sudan has condemned the attack, saying it is, quote, deeply concerned about the ongoing fighting among arms groups in Paishoda County in Upper Nile State. The UNMISS statement says the clashes are believed to have resulted in what it calls the loss of a significant number of lives, women being abducted, and more than 8,000 people being displaced from Kodok Town and nearby locations. Nicholas Asim, special representative of the UN Secretary General and head of UNMISS, called for an immediate cessation of violence and urged all leaders, including, quote, political, civic, religious, or traditional, to do their part to end hostilities and restore security among the affected communities. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.